Roadman, today I want to talk to you about how you can prevent and treat saddle sores. Let's cue that intro. The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome back, Roadman, to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm not very excited about today's topic because it's not a glamorous one, it's not a sexy one, it's one that's actually uncomfortable to talk about, and I can feel a right little sweat building over my brow even having to say some of the words in this podcast. I want to talk about saddle sores because they're lethal. They're not lethal. Let's not over-exaggerate this. No one has ever died of a saddle sore, but they are very, very painful, and they can really take away from your cycling experience. You know, worst case, you can end up having to get operations on these things to keep you off the bike for quite a long time, but they definitely are not lethal. I'm going to talk to you today about what it is, how to treat it, and how to get rid of it. They're basically the same thing. What it is, how not to get it, and how to treat it if you do have it. There you go. This is what you get when the unscripted, unedited madness that is the Roadman Cycling Podcast. Guys, before I delve any further, just let me ask you to head on over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Guys, it is the festive season. In that season of reciprocity, I'm going to pull on those heartstrings and I'm going to say, we do need your support still at the Roadman Podcast. It might seem like it's going to stay around forever, but honestly, I've been down these roads before. Until it gets to that point of financial viability, until it's at the point where I can say, when someone asks me, what do I do? This is going to be weird. When someone says, what do you do? And I'll be like, I'm a podcaster. That's going to be a weird, weird time, but I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really, really looking forward to that. And I think with your help, we're going to make it there. It's only March, really, since we got cracking on the daily episodes on this. But it feels like we've been having these conversations on podcasting daily. And it's just brilliant out and about on the bike. And I'm riding in Dublin. And obviously, we're still under a little bit of COVID restrictions. But just when I do stop at cafes and just people coming up to me and saying how they're enjoying episodes. And yeah, look, I'm getting a kick from listening to your feedback. So keep that up. But in short, this rant is to encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh, because that is, it's how I fund this and how I keep this going. So please think of buying me a price of a pint of beer once a month in return. And in return for that, what I'm going to do is today I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that saddle sore with one cream, which you probably have never even heard of. So if you don't know what a saddle sore is, good for you, because you're going to get them at some point. You typically, you know, you can get chafing and stuff, and people call these saddle sores, but they're not real saddle sores. We're going to cut through it, and we're going to talk about what it actually is. It's that almost like a really bad infected spot or a boil, and it has kind of pus and stuff under the surface, and it's miserable, and it's very difficult to sit on the saddle with it, and you can't get comfortable, and you're trying to kind of sit to the side of the saddle. In essence, it's a bacterial skin infection. And there's a couple of basic stuff I want to cover, which I'm sure you're all doing, but just look, let's not make any assumptions because we're all at different levels. Your shorts absolutely should have a chamois in the shorts. I see people with some weird sort of running leggings and they put something underneath them. You don't want that. You want shorts with a chamois in it. And just to add a caveat to that, that fits correctly. Cycling stuff should be tight. It should be snug. There should be little movement for fabric because that causes a lot of chafing stuff. Shorts should be worn directly on the skin. So no second layers of stuff underneath because that's where friction gets caused. No underwear, no tongs, nothing like that underneath. Every time you go riding, as soon as you come in after the ride, the shorts come off. And they go into a wash at a high temperature to kill the bacteria. And, you know, you can throw in various, depending on what country you're living in, various potions and ointments to kill bacteria in washes. But there's bacteria in the shorts and that needs to be killed. So every single session, don't be tempted to throw them on the clothes horse and go, I'll get another wear out of them tomorrow. You know, it's not a t-shirt. You know, if a t-shirt doesn't smell, you go, oh, go on, I'll give it the old sniff test. I might get another wear out of that tomorrow. Or if you're a particularly heinous sort of individual, you might smell your boxers and think, yeah, I'll get another wear out of them. But your cycling shorts, I promise you, you will pay a penalty if you do this. Cycling shorts every single day, no matter how lazy and college student and a wrecked your apartment looks, wash them every single day. Take them off after every single ride. So as soon as you get in the door, they come off. You know, even if you like walking around and not showering, you want to get your recovery drink in, clean your chain, have a stretch, whip them off, throw on a pair of tracksuit bottoms or something even before you jump into the shower. But my sort of pre-ride routine, which I would recommend for you, as soon as you come in, shorts come off, straight into the washing machine, and then you're straight into the shower. Now this bit, it's where, you know, this is why I wasn't particularly looking forward to this podcast, if I'm honest, folks. My gentle Irish disposition, you need to wash yourself. You know, you need to scrub your undercarriage in the shower with warm water and soap to kill any bacteria. You can't just jump in the shower, you know, a bit of a, you know, Mexican shower, and off you go. You actually need to scrub yourself and clean yourself. This is tiny little stuff you're doing, but if it prevents you getting a saddle sore, it's well worth it, because I tell you, they are miserable when you get one. Something else that could be happening to you is bike fit. So it's worth, actually, I was trying to think about, is this what day in the summit it's on, but I'm actually not sure because I haven't released that schedule yet. But in our summit that you've heard me talking about, it's roadmansummit.com to grab your ticket. The link is in the bio for that. But I have an amazing bike fitter. He's a physiotherapist called John Phelan, Bike Fit Physio. And I have John talking on. He gives a brilliant presentation, which I just recorded the other day, about pressure mapping for the saddles. So that's super interesting. And it could be contributing, if you're getting very persistent saddle sores, this could be something that's a contributing factor. So tuning into that is definitely worth listening to. Chamois cream is a question that jumps up every now and then. When I did previously use chamois cream, I was using a brand called D's Nuts, DZ, Dave Zabritsky, D's Nuts it's called. It's funny stuff. If you read the back of it, it's like, how to apply D's Nuts cream. Dim the lights. Put on some romantic music. Light a candle or two. Fill your palm of your hand with D's Nuts cream. Drop your trousers to your ankles and apply liberally to the undercarriage. Smile and enjoy yourself. It's hilarious. It's worth getting it for that. And he has the female version of D's Nuts. It's called D's Lips. DZ Lips. He's a funny guy. I actually don't wear chamois cream anymore, and I find that when you do wear chamois cream, it's a crutch and you need to keep wearing chamois cream. It's tough to transition between not wearing it at all and then wearing it. So I find that people are in two camps, always wearing it or never wearing it. Incidents of actually getting saddle sore versus not getting saddle sore when you're wearing it or not wearing it, very anecdotal, but I don't find much difference at all. I never hear, you know, there's not a trend of riders who wear chamois cream that say they never get saddle sores or vice versa. Now, the one thing I found that's extremely effective if you do get saddle sores, treating the saddle sores, sleeping at night, sleep just like the day you came into this world, bollock naked on the bed. You'd want air getting at it. You want to keep, you know, you don't want to keep stuff like boxer shorts and stuff close to it, especially tight fitting stuff during the day. You want to let air circulate at it. And a cream that I've found is really effective after trying bunches of stuff, people use Sudafed, but there's one that's actually prescription that I use, but if you talk to a pharmacist, you can normally get it. A little bit of sweet talking and a smile. It's called Bactroban, and it's an antibacterial cream, and I've found that to be super effective at treating saddle sores through the years. So, there we go. That's what a saddle sore is, how to treat a saddle sore, and how to prevent a saddle sore. Roadman, I hope you enjoyed that one. I hope you enjoyed listening to that podcast more. It was just one of those awkward, uncomfortable topics, but I know this is a topic that's going to get searched. It's going to go back. People are going to listen to this time and time again. You're going to share it with friends if they've suffered from saddle sores. So I'm glad we got through it, Roadman. We got through it together. And tomorrow we're back on Wednesday, our full form episode, and I got another whopper full form interview for you. So I can't wait for that one. Chat to you again tomorrow, Roadman. Roadman, before you go, I've got an important announcement to make, because over 2 days, on the 8th and 9th of December, I'm going to speak with 30 of the world's leading fitness experts, and I want you to join me, free of charge, from the comfort of your own home. This is the first ever Roadman Virtual Performance Summit, where I'm aiming to bring together the best minds in fitness, and they're going to share with me their secrets for biohacking your physiology, melting away body fat, and smashing your cycling goals. Would you like to learn their secrets? It's easy. All you have to do is register for your free ticket over at www.roadmansummit.com/free. That's www.roadmansummit.com/free. The link is in the bio.